So what about Russia? What? Because I noticed you were careful there in the words you chose. What are you hearing about the impact in Russia?
Well, we've managed to get Vladimir Putin to come out and give a press conference about it, so that's a bit of a coup. But before we'd even published anything, we were working very closely with journalists in Russia who were understandably concerned about their welfare in terms of they were physically worried about their welfare. So we went to most of the people around the world a few weeks early because of the process we use here where we've got to fact check everything, give everyone a chance to comment. But we went to Russia just a week out from publication, and almost the moment that we sent the questions, they called a press conference in the Kremlin and denounced us and tried to make out that this was an attack on Russia. At that point, of course, they thought that we were only interested in Russia. What we'd found in the documents were all of these associates of Vladimir Putin who basically owned offshore companies, and through those offshore companies were going millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, and some very strange transactions, like there's just loans from state-owned companies to these offshore companies, and these loans didn't appear to be commercial, a polite way of putting it. And we also found an offshore company, for instance, that was the owner of a ski resort where Putin's daughter got married. And, of course, the owner of that company turned out to be Putin's, the godfather of Putin's child. So there were legitimate reasons for us to ask the questions, but as soon as we did, we just got denounced, and they were claiming this was a conspiracy by the American government and that we were all CIA and other things, which is quite funny. And the temptation, of course, at the time was to react and to deny all this ourselves and to defend ourselves. But I just knew that 1 week later we were going to publish, and they were going to see that, you know, that it wasn't about them. And in fact, we were also, publishing information about other world leaders.
Yes, like people like British PM David Cameron, but I think probably people have heard about that.